Angels, there are God's messengers. What do they look like? We don't know what they look like, but the scriptures that Linda has read, that they appear as men. They look like men. And we don't know if we're... Sometimes people say we see them in the hospitals and so forth. Who was that person that went by? Or somebody says something to us. We see that they go by, and we think, well, where did they go to? And a lot of times they're there to comfort us. We see here that they give us warnings in our lives. They tell us things that's going to happen. Angels are God's messengers. We don't know if they have wings. The common thought was years ago that they fly, so they have wings. Birds have wings, they fly. So we give the concept of angels having wings. We do know that in the Bible that it speaks of cherubims and seraphims. They have wings. The cherubims are on the Ark of the Covenant. They have two wings, and seraphims have six. So we have different angelical... But we look at also that in the Bible it speaks of God's the head, Jesus is next, the angels are next, and man's next in line, human beings. So we see here that we're told that whenever we see angels, we don't know if when we're seeing angels that we're entertaining unaware. We could be witnessing to somebody or caring for somebody. When Jesus in our last days will give us to say, when did we see us doing things to other people? But we all, Jesus said, you've done it to at least one of these, my brethren, you're doing it to me. We go visit people in the sick room or whatever. But angels are God's messengers. And we don't have to have a priest or anybody. We can go directly to God. And Jesus is head of the angels, too. So we see here that we can be healing. We see in the New Testament that Jesus talks about the angels coming down and stirring the water for healing at the pool of Bethesda. And Jesus healed. We didn't need the healing of the angels stirring the water. The first one in gets healed. We have Jesus Christ. And so there was a man who told me not too long ago that when his mother died, that he was being abused quite often, him and his brother. His mother died when he was 3 years old, and the woman that took care of him, she abused him and everything else. And he said she did very bad things to him. And said one night, he said that there was something about the room that was calm and things like that. And he said she couldn't abuse him no more and walked out. And he says there was somebody in the room, and he says, never again has it ever happened again. And he's now an older man. He says, something happened that stopped the abuse. And he said, he felt that there was an angel. There was a bluish cast in the room. We see that I know another man years ago when I was growing up. He was in a concentration camp in Germany. And that he said that he was a tail gun and his plane went down in the North Sea and he was captured. Then he was in the concentration camps and he said he was about 130 pounds when he went in, and when he came out he was 90 pounds. But he said that they would... Take the bread and they would use it for communion. And he said the only way they got through some of the horrors of the the camp was to kill rats and eat them during the night. He said he was whipped a lot of times and beaten and things like that. But he said the night before the Americans came in, he said there was a great light in the cell. And he said then the next morning, he said he looked up out of the grate, he said that there was American troops coming in and freed the death camp he was in. We have in the Bible that we know that there's two names of the angels. We have Gabriel and we have Michael. And Michael, he appeared to Mary and Elizabeth and Zachariah, and they were in, and like us, we would be kind of startled if there's an angel. There's probably angels in here. If our eyes would be open, we'd probably see them. They're protecting us all the time. They're there for our healing. We have guardian angels. We see what Linda read there in Psalms. They're here for when we're in trouble. They're here for our healing. And they give us thoughts from God that if we're in danger, they will let us know or do what we're supposed to do at that point of time. We got to believe in Jesus Christ that we will be saved. And they are here for our protection and our livelihood. That 30 years ago, in April, we were going to bed, and it was calm that night. It was cold, and I hatched out some chickens and ducks, and they were in the wash house, and Rachel and all of us, and the children were little at that time, and we went to bed. And then about 12 o'clock at night, we were wakened up. And in my room, there was somebody standing in our bedroom, and about like this. And I could see through them, but it was like a human form there. It was sort of a bluish light there. And I went over to the window, and there at the window there, I looked out in the wash house. I could see an orange glow in there. And I turned around and told Rachel, I said, you better call the fire department. And so when I turned around and went out the door, they went with me. Went down through the steps and out through the house I went. And down, when I came to the kitchen door and opened the door, it went boom like that, and the flames went all around, and the plastic roofing just dropped, and you could just, flames is all around me. I went through that, and I came out to the barn and looked back, and the whole side of the house was on fire. So I went around the front of the house, and I banged on the front door. I had a night latch over top of it. And when I busted that open, the glass of the front door went down and went down in my shoulder here. So they took me to the hospital in the ambulance. I got there, and they said they couldn't believe I was in a fire because I wasn't singed or anything else. But Rachel and the children was coming down the steps when I hit the front door. There was like a person behind them and a person below them on the steps. And they come down the steps. And as soon as they got on the porch, the house went boom like that, and flames was roof caved in, and 15 minutes the house was gone. And people would say, would you go back and get anything? And I said, well, probably if I went back, I'd been like Lot's wife, turned into a pillar of salt, or lost my life. So God was with us that whole night. And we lost everything in 15 minutes. And it's just like life. We don't have, when it's time to go, you've got to go quickly. And are we prepared that this, when our lives are over, are we prepared? And that night we seen angels. And then I think the angels was with us for a while because we lived in a camper and we had nothing. You go and, but we had a brand new refrigerator and everything was melted and everything else. But that evening we had our family devotions and I laid this Bible down on the counter. Everything, the woodwork and everything was charred in there. And the only thing that was left in the kitchen was this Bible, and you can see the scorch marks around the edge. And the marker is still charred. And it was right there. You can see nothing is burnt. That God protected us all. And anybody else have any?
No.
May we go out of the church here today. We take the word of God with us. He will watch over us and guide us and protect us as we go home. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.